what is it that you, how is it that you do what you do in teaching, so something like sport, racism, and ethnicity, and then also including some in the sport and contemporary society? What is it that you'd want to share about how you bring DSJ into that class, those classes?
I'll start at the, like, sort of, in a sense, the easiest level. I do it theoretically. Hmm. So, for sure, in sport, racism, and ethnicity, we use racial formation theory, right? So it's a critical examination of race, racial relations, historical understandings. And I find that the historical part of how, like, racial ideologies are constructed, students really don't know, and it's actually pretty, it's pretty interesting. They actually sort of dig the historical part of it. So I definitely do it through content, right? So having a critical perspective on race and then different voices within that perspective as well. So in kinesiology, we're multidisciplinary. Mm-hmm. So we have the like biomechanics and exercise physiology side, but we also have social sciences and humanities. Mm-hmm. So in the social sciences and humanities, it gets played out quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And we actually have an option in social justice in this department. Mm-hmm. So it's the idea of, like, if we're going to be serving and working with people, how do you create environments that are inclusive, fair and humane kind of thing. So that's, yeah, because we're working with people, so we have social work, you know. I mean, you got to think about strategies, not just about how can we get somebody to run faster or what's their nutritional level, which we do, right? But you have to understand context of those practices, right? So we're the context side. So for sure we talk about power dynamics, for sure.
How do students respond?
Well, that's a whole diversity and social justice class, basically. Mm-hmm. I think they respond pretty well. Definitely conversation flows in that class. It's always interesting being a white person teaching a class on racial dynamics, right? So, you know, I really try to be a facilitator versus, like, I'm going to tell you about your life experiences, which I could never do. But I can definitely facilitate having conversations and looking at different perspectives. They love to have conversations, but, I mean, I can't get them to... Sometimes they're really quiet, but some of the readings are more effective than others for eliciting their conversation. So I think they respond pretty well because a lot of students say they haven't seen it that way before, that, which, you know, is always interesting to me because I don't actually know where people are coming from with their backgrounds when they walk into this. This is a GE class. Mm-hmm. And it also now accounts for our social justice option. But they say things like, well, I always knew the numbers, right? Like, I knew that, you know, blacks are underrepresented in power positions. But like, having, they don't say theory, but they go, having the tools to understand why that's occurring is really good. So I get that a lot. So just more, like, I just think, a more theoretical understanding of sort of race relations so that they can see and understand as opposed to see, right, and know there's discrimination going on or experience it directly, right, but to bring a broader context into it. They respond pretty well. You know, and I try to have their voice be at the forefront and always connect individual voice back to community, that we're responsible for each other, right, so that's the vibe I try to have in my class is, like, we have to respect each other and know that this is a community of learners.
Is there any way you could say how you do that? How you set that tone in the classroom?
I say it explicitly. Mm-hmm. And I try to actually listen. Like, I catch myself sometimes not listening, right? But I try to be, you know, listening to them. The older I get, the less I can do lecture in class because I get bored out of my mind, right? So one thing I've been practicing is, like, improv. So in all my classes, I don't mean it like I'm not paying attention to what's going on, but I have ideas about what I want to get across. Like, these are the concepts we need to be addressing today. but I don't go in with a, you know, it's improv and jazz, right? So you go in having a good idea of what you want to do, but depending on the flow, you go with it, right? And highlight things that are important. And so that I, part of it is I just try to really be listening to them and playing off them and pushing them in particular ways, depending on the flow of the class. Mm-hmm. I don't know. it's really hard. It's more like having a real conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always, and I say that to them, I'm very informal. It's very conversational. I'll let you, I try to be pretty specific in these so that they kind of know what's coming up and mm-hmm. each day and all that kind of stuff, so they feel like there's a structure, like there's a framing. Mm-hmm. So I try to do the framing, but let us play and go with what their interests are. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, it doesn't work all the time. I've had students resist, for sure. But most of the time, students here at East Bay are pretty mature, I find. I know some people say differently, but I find them mature in how they treat each other. They're not, I don't teach 18-year-olds anymore, right? They're 25, I mean, the guy in my class, 25 to 42, for the most part. Oh. So I have older students who have just been around the block a couple times and have a lot to bring to the class. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I do goofy stories like, okay, we're at it, you know, there's a big gathering and it's a dinner party and, you know, it's the village party and everybody's supposed to bring wine, right? And you put it in the vat and everybody brings wine, put it in the vat. So if you don't show up that day with, you know, if you put water instead of wine in the vat, then it just dilutes the whole thing. So you got to come to class, right, ready to, I know I shouldn't use alcohol, but, you know, you got to come to class to share, right? So your glass of wine is super important to the whole, you know, things like, goofy metaphors like that, but just the idea mm-hmm. that everybody contributes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know all the answers, and I'm not going to pretend to, so they usually have a pretty good time talking with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's usually pretty constructive. Sometimes, but it's usually pretty constructive.